Joseph Armato, Best Real Estate Strategist. This article discusses the best property investment strategy by Joseph Armato, otherwise known as Joe Armato, buy and hold investments. Find out if it's a better strategy than turning around. Note, in the long run, it is more profitable, but much riskier. Here are some of the best tips by Joseph Armato to follow when deciding which property investment strategy is right for you. Let us take a look at three investment strategies for real estate that are central, value-adding, opportunistic, and work well in the real world. Short-term property investment strategies focus on immediate gains over a short period of time. Short-term investments are exciting because you can make a lot of money instantly. However, this type of investment strategy can be risky if you do not understand the numbers 100%. Another investment strategy for real estate is buying and owning a property to build up your wealth. Buy and hold is a great source of passive income, and that is what most investors want. I don't have to wait for property values to rise to generate income when they do, which is a nice bonus. This, my friends, is one of the main reasons why most investors choose a long-term property investment strategy over a short-term investment strategy. To determine which investment option is right for you, it depends on what type of person you are. Read on to find the best short-term and long-term property investment strategies. Property purchases can be used for opportunistic property investment strategies, including wholesale fix and flip properties and cash car rental properties. But these investments require a lot of capital and a high level of risk in exchange for high returns, if the timing in the market is right. Flipping has been an investment strategy for real estate for decades. With this strategy, an experienced real estate investor buys a distressed or obsolete property at a discounted price, improves it, and sells it a few months later at a higher price. This strategy became popular through reality TV shows. If you want to buy a Class B family home in an average neighborhood or school district, the yield is a balanced mix of monthly net income and long-term appreciation of market value. If you find a market where the economy is strong and rents are rising, you might find a Class C cash cow in an apartment building. House hacking is not a passive property strategy. You have to manage the units you rent to make money from real estate. Having bad tenants can turn into a real nightmare. Look for small apartment buildings that can be divided into two or more units. You can share the property with your tenants. Start a network of estate agents who can point you in the right direction for undervalued properties. At the same time, you should do your best to look for interested buyers so that you can sell them quickly, like I do with Global Realty Development. Don't be afraid to ask others for business and investment advice. It's easy to get carried away, so you'll want to do as much research as you can before you get started. In any case, the best first step is to learn about turning a house over. There is no doubt that real estate investment is one of the best ways to make money in the short and long term. The reason is simple: it is a low-risk investment with high return and growth potential. Before you make a real estate deal, you need to define your goals crystal clear. Do not settle for a general goal of making money. At some point, you will know what you want to achieve. At this point, there is no need to be an expert in investment practices, calculations, negotiations, and other peculiarities. Using this strategy a few times is a great way to build a small portfolio. If you want to know more, you can use my first live and rent case study. You do not have to live with your tenant or carry out house searches.